At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, my friends. It is In This League. It's the ITL crew. That is Bogman. It is Welsh. We are here to talk to you about no Steeler contract extensions, Bogman. The Steelers are doing everything but extending their players while they're also continuously dealing with problems. We're going to talk a little bit. I can't believe we're talking about football, by the way, in February. Baseball is starting this week, but there's still just this juicy stuff that needs to be talked about. And
it's always drama, like the Steelers.
Yeah, so we haven't been doing football, though. The ITL Fantasy Football Podcast is going to pick back up here pretty shortly with you, right?
That's right. That's right. The War Room is going to be coming back. I got behind because of the book, and then I had the flu and all that kind of stuff. But we got the Combine coming up. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So there's stuff with the Combine, too, that's
you
weird.
You love the Combine.
I actually don't. Like,
I'm being extremely sarcastic.
Well, I mean, the people don't know. You know, the people don't know you're being sarcastic.
Nobody hates the Combine, I think, more than Bogman.
It's funny because I love the whole draft process, and I think my favorite part is the weird questions that the guys get asked,
is your mom a prostitute?
Right, yeah, like that kind of weird stuff is always my favorite. The weird crap that goes on.
Those are good old fun questions.
Right. The was your mother addicted to crack? You know,
Yep.
Those kind of weird questions that teams have the balls to ask always are interesting, but it's just the underwear Olympics. I mean, if you heard so much stuff, like the guys that are skinny will literally drink as much water as humanly possible before their weigh-in. So they get that extra, you know, a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds. So if they can get, you know, a gallon and a half down, they get, you know, 12 extra pounds when they're really skinny. And then they immediately go and throw up. You know what I mean? The height of Kyler Murray, the actual measured height, is going to be interesting.
There's no way he's going to the Combine. Is he? Oh, he is going to the Combine.
Yeah,
he's going. Oh, man.
Yeah, he said he's going. So he's, I mean, they're gonna get his measurement at some point. It's either going
to Google ads. I think his Google ads are like, you want to get a couple inches bigger? And he's like, hey, Dad, look. And Dad's like, I don't think this is the inches we're talking about.
Yeah, his dad's like, son, that's not what that means. Okay, you can't.
And trust me, it doesn't work. I've tried.
Yeah, and trust me. Yeah. You can trust Bogman. It doesn't work. But he's, you know,
can they use
he's
that
trying,
technology, by the way? Could that same technology to change those inches be used for Kyler Murray and his height?
Dude.
In theory.
The only technology I know of is from Gattaca, where they, you know, they put the screws in your leg and then, you know, move it up, a tenth of an inch every single day until you get a couple extra inches.
I think so. I got a perfect plan, too. If Kyler Murray comes in at like 5'10", then one of those companies that you see on the hub should reach out to him for $1 million sponsorship and say, you can get a few inches just like Kyler Murray. Like, that is advertising at its best.
Seriously, something Roman, some of them should, want to be a little more erect.
You know the names?
You know, well, you know, do you not know what Roman is?
I don't know.
Your television in the last year?
No, I don't know. What is Roman?
You don't know what Roman is?
No.
Roman is the... Okay, well, go look it up.
What is... No.
It's
Greg
the same
Roman,
as the
former
of
coach of the Niners?
Yes, Greg Roman. That's what I'm talking about.
Roman, the... it's ED Meds.
Yeah. Seriously, like, how much television do you not watch? Like, not do you watch sporting programs?
Not with the sound on.
Do you watch MLB Network ever?
Not for the last 5 months.
The NFL Network?
No, Thursdays?
NBA TV? ESPN?
No, ESPN. Ask me if I watch ESPN. Give me a break.
Do you watch anything?
Yes, I do.
What do you watch?
But I don't pay attention to commercials. Here's the deal. When it goes to a commercial... I don't pay.
Well, it's the Roman commercials and it's the Hymns commercials with Snoop Dogg.
I don't pay attention to any commercials except, of course, the ones I do right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I do, but everywhere else, I don't listen to any of the commercials. I tune out.
You are frustrating the hell out of me right now
because I don't know your ED commercials.
Snoop Dogg commercials.
Yeah,
remember when it's the logo is a sad white guy.
But I've heard of Hymns.
40% of men suffer from erectile dysfunction. So this isn't for me, but. Yeah. Probably for you,
and that was Hymns,
right?
Just
a sad white guy emoji.
But that's Hymns, though, right?
Yes, that's Hymns.
Guess what?
Hymns and Roman are the only ones.
I've never heard of Roman in my life. I've heard, and now it's. By the way, my Google ads are going to be ruined.
There are so many Roman commercials on
not one
you know, sports channels, whatever it is, all the time. That I know that the owner had a heart condition.
Give me a break. If anyone here knows what Bogman is talking about, please let this person know that
most
he's an insane person.
People know what Roman is.
I know him.
I feel like I'm doing a full ad for them right now. you don't know what they are. It's ridiculous.
You're not just the spokesman. You're a
watch
client.
Watch television.
Only reason I know of Hymns is because I go to a gas station and gas stations have it littered everywhere.
That what's next to the gum up at the counter?
It's next to like the 5-Hour Energy and Hymns. They're just trying to get everybody all lit up. I couldn't tell you if you hadn't told me about the Snoop Dogg commercial. I've never seen a Hymns commercial. I've never heard of Roman in my life. All I've heard of is like the blue pill one.
Viagra?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what stuff you've been watching. But seriously, Roman is like the fourth commercial on every single thing I've ever watched. It's on TV all the time. I don't know if they're directing it towards me specifically, but...
I think you're being targeted by... I think targeted advertisements are in
full
effect.
Maybe they're like overweight... short white guy, he's got to have ED.
Roman's Google, we're going to need guys that have used 65% of their search history for the hub. and they're like, well, there's only about four of those, and here's the one in Phoenix.
He's had a PS4 for a month, but hasn't gotten a game for it, so we know what he's doing. So let's target him.
All he searches are fan graphs in the hub. I don't understand it.
you just wrote my day. So yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Targeted advertising. I've never heard of it in my life. I would be a horrible spokesman.
YouTube cut ups of NFL draft prospects.
Dude, isn't it horrible on both ends? Like, I know now that because I search Roman in my history, I'm going to get an ad, but it's even worse. I'll say, actually, I'm very curious about this now. Hold on. We're going to get sidetracked here if we already haven't. What's worse, when you search something on Google and then your Google targeted ads all change to that product, or when you go down a certain spot on YouTube and then all your suggested videos have changed? I hate that, actually.
Like, because those pop-up ads are stupid anyway. Like, you don't really pay attention to them regardless of what they are.
But when your YouTube algorithm changes, like I work, sometimes I'll do for different jobs and stuff like that. I've done like political ads. So what I'll do is I'll scour like YouTube for, political speeches and stuff to pull audio. And then after I'm done, I realize I haven't taken off my normal account. So then I've got a million suggested ads of just ridiculous political things. It's like, would you like to see more of Sarah Palin? And I'm like, no, delete it. I don't want that. I'm looking for Palin, not Sarah Palin. So
mine are all Nikki Glaser, Aubrey Plaza videos with Bo Burnham mixed in, and NFL draft prospect cutups.
And that's
That's what all of mine are.
Mine are, it's like baseball, 2080 and Fangraphs, minor league videos, Joe Rogan, and then any series of the nerd, like comic book 10-minute videos where it's like, you know, here's the
explaining
next comic
the,
book here.
The
yeah,
trailer.
That's exactly right. Breaking down the
Captain Marvel trailer.
In-game trailer, Captain Marvel. Those are the three areas that my YouTube exists of. A lot of Joe Rogan.
Well,
though.
Now every single video before, and to be honest, maybe that's where I'm getting those videos. They might be the YouTube before you play something videos are the Roman ones.
Yeah, because of your other search history.
It very well could be, but you know, you get annoyed by me that I go on incognito to look at that stuff. You're like, who are you trying to impress?
Well, who are you hiding from? What are you hiding?
Well, here's the problem is your Google Chrome, you know, travels with you everywhere. So I don't want to like be putting something into my phone.
They're different.
In the search.
It's different cookies. Let me give you some info.
Let me explain something to you. When you search something on Google, right? You search it one time. If you start to put the same letters in that you looked on your home one from your phone one, it'll bring up the same result.
Okay, but do you have people looking over your shoulder
with the bookmarks? The Welsh, the same thing.
No,
so
that's
I don't
not
want
true.
Someone. I don't want someone to go in
it's 100%
and use
not true.
My phone to do something. And yeah, it's 100% accurate.
I have my Google and my phone connected, and the favorites that show up when I put up Google are not the same stuff that is on.
Well, they are for mine.
Base.
I don't have an iPhone. Maybe
I don't.
It's different
on an iPhone. I got a note.
Have the same Google Chrome account?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, you know, now you're saying this, it's possible. Maybe it's to my other.
Oh,
email.
Look at
but
that.
They're
it's
both
possible.
Accessible. They're both accessible.
Look at that. So I just don't want the weird stuff that I'm looking on the hub.
Who are you
to
hiding
pop
it from?
Up in the normal search.
Who are you sitting and showing your phone to? Who are you hiding the stuff on the phone from?
Well, I'm in public places a lot, and I don't want to accidentally click on a link that I may be saving for when I'm at home.
You do like the sound on,
you know,
which is a problem. So.
In the middle of a restaurant that I'm waiting on food for. So, you know, I don't want the people at Jason's Deli while I'm waiting on a Texas Spud to see, you know, the last video that I looked at. So, by the way, do you know that the hub marks whatever the last video that you watch as, like, that is the hot content. Like if you watch 10 videos to get where you're going, you know what I'm saying?
Gross. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The last video that you watch is the one that they mark as most popular.
Wow. Okay. So breaking news. Bogman is, conspiracy. You are breaking this down. So the hot and trending
well,
is
not
really not hot and trending.
Pornhub said that.
Wow.
So it's the video
it's
that
the hub,
you watch
Bogman.
Last. Like all of your, you know, anytime you view something, it gets counted as a view. But the trending videos that pop up, you know, when you go to the hub and it says most popular in U.S., most popular trending video now, most popular video of the day. It's the one where the most people watched it. And then that was the last one they watched. Then they logged off.
That's actually kind of disappointing if you think about it. Like,
I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think it actually is a question. Those videos are never good.
The last one you watch?
No. Well, no. The last ones I watch, but the hot and trending ones are never good.
I just assume most people are amateurs compared to me anyway. So,
well, you know. Do know Roman.
I mean, I do like the amateur category as well. So
what are we doing?
Have we talked about sports?
We talked about Kyler.
It's been a 15-minute Roman advertisement and hub advertisement.
We did. I mean, we essentially tried to get Kyler Murray a Roman advertisement for growing inches. I think it's genius. Like, it's genius advertising, but that's not sure that's that his thing. We were going to talk about Antonio Brown, and so this is what you were doing. Get it?
Yeah.
Does everyone know what's going on here? Well, I got bamboozled for 12 and a half minutes there. Didn't realize what happened, just caught on. Bogman went into incognito mode, and he just bamboozled all of us and put us on this Roman sidetrack, because guess what he didn't want to talk about? He didn't want to talk about this disaster that the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
Speaking of disasters, you know what we actually did skip last week that we didn't talk about at all?
No.
We didn't talk about Kareem Hunt signing in Cleveland.
Had he signed before the show?
I don't know, but let's talk about that instead of Antonio Brown.
No, let's talk about, well, we can talk about that in a second. Let's talk about the Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell thing. Two sides to a very hilarious story. Antonio Brown is pretty clear. He wants to be traded. He's done with the Steelers. The Steelers, they want to mend part of the bridge for the only reason to get some leverage back, because they are getting absolutely bent over from a leverage standpoint. And this team's not going to do any better than a fourth round pick. And they're going to be a bunch of cap penalties that are going to go on with it. And what they want is Le'Veon Bell to shut the hell up. And they, I don't know if they're going to want him to make some type of a statement, but they want to pull back some of the leverage. Hey, Lev Bell, stop putting out pictures of you photoshopped in a 49ers jersey, because it's screwing them. You can admit that's all that's going on here. This is irreconcilable
differences.
Why can't I say that word?
Irreconcilable.
Vegas. I can't say the word. Say
irreconcilable.
You can't say the word.
I probably can. I'm probably messing it up, but not as much as you are, which is the most important.
Irreconcilable. I don't know what's happening. Irreconcilable. Why can't I say I said the word a million times.
It's on those papers that you look at every day.
Totally. It's not getting fixed. Like, I'm not going to be able to say that word. Yes. And Brown is not returning as a Steeler.
Look, it's not getting fixed. And sure, yeah, they're trying to get some type of leverage back to be able to trade Antonio Brown. To be honest, I think that Mr. Rooney wants him back on the team because he is an extremely good player. He's very, very good. But I think there's just too much there. I think that Mike Tomlin can't control him. I think he has problems with Ben Roethlisberger. And to be honest, the drama that's been happening, he just had a domestic dispute with his spouse, and the cops are looking into that, and the NFL is looking into it right now.
What is with that mustache he's doing?
He's doing crazy stuff with his looks. Like, the dude is, it seems like within a year and a half here, he has just come completely unglued as a person.
He's like have you ever seen like a friend, I guess it could be a guy. I mean, I don't know why I'm teetering to say like a woman, but kind of, it's like someone that was been divorced and then they, you know, like,
because just, of irreconcilable differences
that I can't say, that they've been divorced and they get out of it and then they just go insane. They're dyeing their hair. Guys are getting sports cars and doing all that stupid stuff. Women are just out partying all night. I guess they're all doing it. It doesn't matter. But it's just like you're going nuts because you have a divorce, and he's like pre-divorce. Like he's separated from the team, but he has to go out and tell everybody. It's like, well, you know, we're separated. Irreconcilable. You're not saying it
now,
right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the word and I'm messing it up more. Irreconcilable differences. Irrecord.
We gotta go to break.
Record day.
I'm gonna try to work out. Record day is coming up. I'm gonna try to figure this out. We'll be back.
Record player.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams. Yes. Up down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debate is here. Yeah, you know. We'll go get it. It's on Amazon paperback. You got the Kindle. Did I say it right?
No.
All right, well, whatever. You can get the book that they sell internet-wise over on Amazon with the paperback. PDF at InThisLeague.com. 99 Player Debates, player versus player, judged by some of the best in the industry, write-ups by Bogman and myself. It's our baby. It's not expensive. It's a great piece to go with your draft guides, and you are supporting your ITL boys when you do it. So I did come to terms on the break. The reason that I can't say irreconcilable, which I just think I just said
perfectly. He just said insirable.
horrible teacher. You can't say the word. I see
irreconcilable. It's a double L, sounds weird, but I'm saying it right. Irreconcilable.
All right. I don't know. Say it again.
You have no confidence about this word at all.
Say it again.
So, you want me to spell it for you? It's
back on the hub. Back on the hub.
Irreconcilable. Irreconcilable. It's the syllable. That kills.
Silent bowl.
Syllable.
Yeah.
Irreconcilable.
Toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl. Super bowl. Smokeable.
Oh, speaking of smokeable, Lev Bell. That's where I was going to go with it. Thank you for the reminder. So,
great.
Antonio Brown, he's going to get traded. He's going to get traded for a fourth round pick. No one's going to give him anything good. It's just what's going to happen. And he's not going to return to the team. He's doing weird stuff. He's acting out like a divorcee. And it's a whole mess. The bigger mess, which is my favorite part, and it's like a reality show that I just wish I could tune in every day for, is that word came out from, I think, Pro Football Talk and essentially everywhere, that your Pittsburgh Steelers are going to put the transition tag back on Le'Veon Bell. They're going to put the transition tag on him. He is going to have to sign it if he's going to be traded, and there's 0.0% chance this doesn't get messy, right?
Well, I think it should be less messy than the other stuff, because I think with the transition tag, it almost kind of works like RFA stuff. So what happens is, he has to sign the transition tag, but then someone can come in and offer him a deal, and then the Steelers have to match it. So basically, they transition tag him. They let him negotiate with the other teams. The other teams come back and say, look, we've got a deal worked out with Le'Veon. We'll trade you whatever, a fifth round pick, and you trade him to us, and it's done. So that way they get something back. But I don't know if it's going to work, because the Steelers are pretty close up against that cap. And yep. I believe that it's between $9 to $14 million. If he signs this transition tag.
Well, it's got to happen by, like, I think March 13th or something like that. Like, it's got to.
Well, they got
to
figure it out real quick. Yeah. So.
I thought that was the original thing why the Lev camp kind of figured that nothing could happen this coming year, is because they could not afford it. But what's interesting about it is, if the Steelers take care of the Antonio Brown stuff, that would potentially free up the money box for them to be able to put the tag on and not be screwed. The only thing that works in their benefit is if both teams are on the same page, or both sides are on the same page. The problem before was neither one of them were on the same page, and then it had gotten too far gone, and the Steelers dug their heels in, as did Lev Bell. If at this point everybody wants a separation, if you're on the same page, you can make this work.
All I want is separation from both these situations. I want AB gone, even though he's amazing and it's going to be close to impossible to replace him. There's some really good wideouts coming out in this draft, so, and there's some decent free agents too. So draft someone to replace him. Juju's really good already.
Your boy James Washington.
James Washington could take another step up this year as well. So I kind of want AB gone, because this drama with Mike Tomlin is just something else. You know what I mean? And with Roethlisberger, it just doesn't work. You know, like, Le'Veon coming back, like, the dude is betting on himself. I don't necessarily blame him for that. It's a little frustrating to see this kind of stuff happen, but whatever. Like, Le'Veon didn't, he didn't take a complete dump on the head coach or anything. So him coming back would be okay, but it's not something I think that is reasonable or going to happen. So I just want both these guys gone, and I want these situations resolved, and there to just be less drama on the team. Like,
traded first?
Antonio Brown.
You think so?
Yes.
Do you think the Lev Bell situation drags?
AB is going to meet with Art Rooney and act like an insane person.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those things where, as soon as he walks out the door, he looks over to Colbert and goes, get him out of here.
Out of here.
get him out of here. He's too crazy. I don't want him in our locker room anymore. So, and I think he's going to be gone, you know, as soon as the new season opens.
How much would you pay for a camera in that room and get to watch the draft?
I don't want to watch it because it's just,
give me a break.
Well, to be honest, like, it's kind of sad. The stuff that's going on with AB is legit sad.
Everybody else is having a great time. He was a Steelers fan.
There's something wrong with him, dude. Like, I think that he's mentally unstable.
He's got that money honestly. Thing. You know, those people, those eccentrics that get a whole bunch of money.
I don't think it's an eccentric thing. I can't say that word either. I think the Wendy's bag is getting to me here. I think it's going straight to my brain.
You didn't go get tested yet.
Yeah, I need to get tested, and Wendy's is going to pay for it. And then they're going to build a wall. I think there's something wrong with him. I legit think he needs to be medicated. So, I mean, he's had issues in the past, but nothing like the amount of stuff that's gone on over the last year. There's just so much stuff with him. I got to think that something's wrong with him.
He's a problem. So, he's a huge problem. Do you think Antonio Brown is a Niner?
The odds on favor are the Cardinals.
Really? I did see Patrick Peterson like say, hey, slide into the thing with the thing.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey is trying to do the same thing with the Jaguars as well. Niner,
though. He wants to go to an offense, Kyle Shanahan, that'll feature him. They got the 49ers are getting rid of Pierre Garçon.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me the offense that's not going to feature Antonio Brown? Give me a break. Wherever he goes, he's going to be featured.
Well, okay, Josh Rosen. How is he going to even be able to throw the ball? That guy's a loser.
Oh, he's got Cliff Kingsbury to teach him now. So, and Cliff Kingsbury gave him the dreaded, boost of confidence. No.
Famous last
words.
He's
our guy.
Yep. Josh is our guy.
Which means he's immediately going to be traded and they take Kyler Murray, number one overall. So
100,000%. But they got Larry. They got either way. It doesn't matter. To be honest with you, as much as I'd like Antonio Brown, if he's not, I'll just be like, maybe we dodge that. You know
Dude,
what I mean?
Yeah. Do you really want Antonio Brown on your team after all the crazy stuff that's been going on?
I want
the dude
the
might
player.
Be suspended.
I want
for
the
six
player
games.
Antonio Brown. The Antonio Brown with the bleached mustache, I don't want that guy.
Well, the rumor with this domestic dispute thing too is his the mother of one of his children brought the kid home and asked for money for the kid getting a haircut, and he pushed her down some stairs, like steps, like in the front of the house. Like he pushed her, and she
fell down. There's a documentary on Netflix about that.
Yeah, she fell down the some staircase. Steps.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful.
Antonio Michael Peterson Brown.
I was saying, be careful.
I mean, so like if that's the case, if that is what happened, and that I have no idea, that's what I've read, from stupid, weird sources. It's not clearly nothing official. But if that is what happened, the dude's going to get at least four games. Yeah. So, you're trading for a guy that is suspended and clearly has some issues. So,
I like that video, by the way, where someone was going to like everyone's popular video is take a jersey, pretend to light it, and then do a snowflake little note like, oh, thank you so much. Like someone was about to do that. And then he picked up the jersey and then threw it into the oven or whatever. Yeah, the furnace. That's what it was. That was fantastic.
I like the one that said that I actually like the snowflake one that you called where someone was like, no way. LOL. I spent $150 on this thing.
Yeah, well, so. That one's fine. But like there's other people that are like, thank you so much for being a part of the team and thank you and yeah, we'll never forget you. And it's just like
he's baning this bridge, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he is blowing it right up.
Yeah,
so I'm not gonna, you know, he's a great player, he was really good for the Steelers, but hey, that dude's never been a Super Bowl champion. Nope. So it's not like he signs Ward, so I don't know, man. It's a tough situation to deal with, especially as a Steelers fan. I just want it to be over. You know, I just want him to be traded. I want Le'Veon Bell to be traded, and I want us to have those picks this year or trade Antonio Brown for a middle linebacker. We got to have somebody to replace Shazier. It's just not working. The whole defense doesn't work without a decent middle linebacker. They got better at the end of the year last year.
Use your fourth round pick that you'll get on a linebacker.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, well, the first round pick is definitely going to be used on a middle linebacker. It's either a middle linebacker or a corner. But they gotta just figure this situation out, and it's addition by subtraction at this point. You know what I mean? You already have your drama queen. Ben is your drama queen. So there can't be any more. He's the only one that gets to do it. So you can't have a bunch more guys in the locker room being drama queens. So best you can do is Juju Smith making goofy, "I wish someone would get, take a chance on me" Valentine's Day videos. That's the best you can do. That's it.
I do also like the rumors out there that he's horrible to the media, too, that we heard. Our buddy told us about.
Right. I don't know if I buy that either. So
let's finish up football because we don't need to talk about football.
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, we got to talk about Kareem Hunt. Speaking of suspensions and running backs, get straight to the Browns because why? Because they're the Browns? Like, why?
Well, I just hate all
Nick
this
Chubb?
Bad stuff.
Hey, Browns, let me ask you something. Why do you hate Nick Chubb?
Okay. First of all, how long do you think the suspension is for Kareem Hunt?
It's somewhere between 8 and 12. It's not a whole season, is it?
I think it's a full season that gets negotiated down to 12.
Yeah, I can see it.
I don't necessarily think it's for the action. The action is bad, right? It's terrible. I'm never going to sit here and say, well, you know, blah, 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 whatever. I'm not going to make excuses for him. The action's bad, but it's more because he lied about it.
And he also had, like, multiple other stuff, by the way. Like, a lot of people like to focus on the one incident. He had, like, a couple other incidents, and he's...
Not with women, but incidents of violence,
he's a problem. Yeah, right. I'm getting it. He's a problem. But he's already out in, like, whatever treatment rehab stuff that you got to do. I wouldn't be surprised at a season. I wouldn't at all. But we talked about this. The big thing is, like, a lot of people get worked up about Chubb, which I think there is a little bit of a problem with that overall. But it's going to say, you sign a 1-year contract and then he's a restricted free agent and they'll just own his restricted rights. So it's not a bad idea if you don't have any moral issues, because if you do get him for part of the season and the Browns do anything, they might be able to make a little bit of a run and you have him, and then you're going to own his rights and maybe get a pick.
Right.
Or re-sign him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's, like you said, it's not the worst idea. It's just you have to be willing to lose some people's respect. Right? And it wouldn't matter what team signed him. You know, whether it was the Patriots or the Browns, you're going to have some type of backlash happening. And it's, you know, the Browns did say, look, he's guaranteed nothing. You know, if he doesn't perform or if he's suspended for too long, we could just cut him. You know, he's not guaranteed for anything. We're trying to give him a second chance. And if he blows it, he blows it.
Hey,
you know?
Look, man, the 49ers let go of idiot linebacker that I just forgot.
Reuben Foster.
And the Washington coaxed up some idea that he's not a bad person after, you know, his girlfriend even admitted that she lied to cover up for him. And now he's getting out scot-free, you know, and he's going to sign a contract extension with the Redskins. And they took a calculated effort on a allegedly garbage piece of crap, and they're going to win that one. So,
right,
garbage.
Yeah, it's weird, and it sucks that this is the stuff that we're talking about, you know, in the NFL, and that it's going this way.
February.
Did you see that that Nick Foles and the Jaguars have mutual interest?
LOL. Yeah, sure. I mean, he'd be good there. Let's get him started. Well, the guy get a starting gig.
Just get him out of Philly and get Blake Bortles onto someone's bench.
Where's Blake Bortles go? I think he should go to Pittsburgh and back up Ben.
Oh, or the XFL.
Ooh. Or the Alliance.
Can you just see him smoking a cigarette on the sideline and, like, you know.
Or the Alliance trades Christian Hackenberg to the Jags for Blake Bortles. League trades.
Blake Bortles is Joe Montana compared to Christian Hackenberg.
He would be success. He'd be a huge success.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Christian Hackenberg or Nate Peterman on your team?
Hackenberg.
You have to pick one. You would pick Hackenberg.
Nate Pearson is like the worst quarterback.
Peterman, not Peterson.
No, Peterman. Yeah, Peterman. Whoever cares.
I think I'd rather have Peterman.
All right, get out of here. Why? Do you get extra points in the Alliance for picks?
I did see a bunch of offensive. Do you follow NFL memes on IG?
Not on the IG. IG is saved for a different.
Okay, no, I got where your head's at. So NFL memes put out these pretty off color Valentine's Day cards, and I think the only one I could probably tell anyone about on this show is the one with Nate Pinnerman, and it said, "I pick you."
Oh, that might be my favorite one. The rest of them were
so unbelievably inappropriate.
Those were so good. And they were for like all the sports. It was incredible. Yes, the football ones were incredible. It was like, the blowing the lead ones. I can't say the blowing the lead ones and how they phrased it. And
right,
is there
anything
that we can say?
I don't think so. I mean, I'll ask you on the break if you think they're appropriate.
I don't think they are, because
you're going to say no.
Yeah,
right?
The Kareem Hunt one, not appropriate.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Some dicey ones in there. Some dicey ones if you got if you're sensitive to emotions and real life things. If you're a dark person, is what I'm saying.
We're robots, so we don't care. But yeah, I mean, most people are going to have an opinion.
Can we talk about other things? Let's do this. Let's do this, Boggs. Let's do one segment on the NBA All-Star Weekend and its ridiculousness. Then let's do the third hour all baseball.
What I should do is for this segment right here, I should be doing it next week. I should be doing a Roman product review.
You should.
I should be doing.
If FNTSY doesn't
send it to me for free.
If FNTSY doesn't have Roman reads for us next week, I don't know what are we supposed to do. If I don't get an email for the reads are from Roman products, Bogman reads, please. And you'll be the spokesman. We're doing it all wrong. So, all right. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this ridiculous NBA All-Star Weekend, at least what is on the docket, and then maybe we can even make a transition into baseball, because that's what I want to talk about. Spring training is starting up this coming week. All the guys are reporting. I'm actually going out to a camp tomorrow, so be on the lookout for all that. We'll be back more in this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Welcome back. More In This League. Scott Boggs and Chris Welsh. That's us. Find us on Twitter at Boggs and Sports for all of your fantasy needs or Roman product reviews. Now, you said to me that there might be a couple of those greeting cards you can read.
I think there's more than I thought. There's definitely some that I can't read, but right, like Kareem Hunt, I'm just going to skip. One of them has Bill Vinovich, one of the head referees in the NFL, and it says, "I'll screw you just like we did the Saints."
Okay.
The next one is a picture of Tony Romo, and it says, "I can see the future and you're in it."
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay one.
Here's one of Vontae Davis, and it says, "Our love won't retire even at halftime."
I like that one. I saw that one. I like that one a decent amount.
There's one with the Saints logo that says, "We will be boycotting this Valentine's Day."
Oh, do the Lev Bell one. What was the exact Lev Bell one?
The Lev Bell one was, "I'm going to sit this Valentine's Day out."
Yeah, and he liked that one.
"I will single-handedly show you the best Valentine's Day ever, and I'll let you guess who the picture is there."
I know that one.
Shaq Griffin. Yeah. "I'm ready to Kermit to you," and that's Pat Mahomes.
They're reaching here.
This one is not nice.
Can you read it?
This one is no, I can, but it's a Rams logo, and it says, "Don't worry, I'm not trying to score tonight." The next one is a Patriots logo, and it says, "You must be the Lombardi Trophy, because I'm going to take you home."
That one's annoying.
There's a Cody Parkey one. It says, "I won't let any posts get in the way of our love."
Pretty much can read all of these except the
yeah, exactly. How about this Colin Kaepernick one that says, I'll get on one knee for you. here's a logo, a Lions logo that says, hope you aren't looking for a ring. Here's a Josh Gordon one that says, to be blunt, my love for you will never go up in smoke. We'd love each other to the end of time. My assurance of that is high. Here's a Bill Belichick one that says, I won't cheat on you, girl. And then there's a Bill Belichick one that says, we're on to Easter.
Sounds stupid.
Here's a Blake Bortles one that says, you intercepted my heart. Oh, can I read this Tom Brady one?
Oh, the kissing one?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
There's okay. I'm just gonna do it. Whatever. I'll kiss you like I do my son.
That's what I just said. I said the kissing one. I know. Said no.
Listen, I just said I'm gonna read both of them.
Oh, okay.
That's not the one. This one says, "I'll let you deflate my balls." here's a Falcons logo one. This one's a little dicey. I'll have to skip over a word here at least.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a 25-point lead? Because I'd like to you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean,
here's one of Jason Garrett that just says clapping noises. And then here's a Cowboys logo that says, sorry, I didn't get you the gift this year, but remember that gift I got you 23 years ago?
That one might be the best one ever. I didn't see that one.
Here's a Chris Collinsworth that says, roses are red, violets are blue. Now here's a guy who cares about you.
All right. This is what's happened.
These are great. Hold on. One more.
All right.
Pete Carroll. This one says, was going to make a run at being your Valentine, but I'll pass.
we've diverted to talking about NFL meme Valentine's Day cards because that's how unimportant NBA All-Star Weekend is.
Well, look, I love the NBA.
I didn't say I didn't love the NBA.
I know.
We do a show right here, NBA Takeaways on the network.
Right.
Love me some NBA. What I don't love, All-Star Weekend.
But, yeah, you know what's funny is, number one, you hate all All-Star Weekends.
Fair.
I don't necessarily like the All-Star game in baseball, but the Home Run Derby is by far the best All-Star event of any sport, right?
Agreed. Not even close.
The NFL, the Pro Bowl, couldn't be more worthless.
It's the most unwatchable thing. I watch.
Not even football.
I can tell you this. I swear to God, Bogman, I watch more of the skills. I watch Von Miller try to throw a football. I didn't watch 1 second or 1 millisecond of a replay of the thing. I don't know who won, what happened, what players did anything in it, because it's the most worthless game in sports. But to be fair, Boggs, I right now could not tell you who the hell is in the three-point contest or who is in the dunk contest. I don't know. I can't even remember his name now. I saw somebody practicing dunks that's in the dunk contest, and he sucked. Who are the people that are doing that?
Contest?
Yeah, who's in it?
I don't know.
Off the top of your head, can you name one?
No, I can't.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm typing it in. I'm going to type it in. I'm going to see who these people are. All right, let's see here.
I saw the Miles Bridges. Too. John Collins is in there. I know that.
All right. I've got it. Oh, this is Team USA, Team World. All right, I've got
that,
it.
That's
I got
the four one guys. That was yesterday.
It's Miles Bridges, who I saw making dunks. John Collins. Diallo. I don't even know how to say his first name. Hamadou. Diallo from the Thunder. And Dennis Smith Jr. If that isn't the worst dunk contest participants that have ever been put on the court, I don't know what is. What's worse?
What's funny is Jonas Nader was, Dan was reading off the bets in Vegas, the prop bets and the plus 800s and all that nonsense with these guys. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to pick DSJ. The guy's got ups. I think he could do some incredible stuff. That's who I'm going to pick, Dennis Smith Jr. And he said, no, you got to pick Diallo because he had a 40-inch vert. And if you go and look at his high school tape, all it is these amazing dunks, these 360 dunks that he's doing during games and stuff. And
practice.
I was like, I was like, dude, I think you need to be an All-Star Game handicapper, Jonas, because if you're calling this, and he's like, I think he had the worst odds to win this.
Is that who he took? He's taking Diallo?
Yeah, he took Diallo, yeah.
I mean, well, you know what? To be fair, Diallo, this is all he does in practice at games is dunk. He doesn't do it in games. This is perfect. This is a non-game dunking situation.
I don't know.
Right up his alley. So. This is horrible. Like, the dunk, this is why. Nobody cares about any of these things anymore. There was a time in sports where making the Pro Bowl, making the All-Star game was a huge honor. Players wanted to fight for it. I mean,
well, look at some of these winners, dude. Here's a list of the winners. Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins,
Dominique Wilkins.
Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter.
Yep. Give me the last four. Okay. Winners. You have that?
Donovan Mitchell won last year. Glenn Robinson won the year before that. And Zach LaVine won 2 years before that.
It's so.
And then 1 year they did East versus West in the East one. I had no idea in 2014 they did that.
Just don't pay attention. It's dumb. I couldn't have told.
Jeremy Evans won in 2012. Like, the last big winner was Blake Griffin in 2011.
None of these guys want, like, when the talent doesn't care, why should we? In football, all players love to do is bow out of the Pro Bowl game.
And oh, man, my toe hurts.
MLB All-Star game, those guys get into it and they play. But basketball, there's only one thing any of these guys care about. It's the three-point contest. How about here's this murderer's row. You've got Steph Curry. You got Buddy Hield, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Kemba Walker, Devin Booker. And then you got a couple losers in like Seth Curry, Joe Harris, and Danny Green. But the guys are out to do that because no one wants to make themselves look stupid in the dunk contest. It's hard to get behind it when these guys don't care. It's also hard to get behind these games when they're not competitive. Baseball inherently is just competitive. There's not really a give up thing outside of maybe pitchers not going crazy with their pitches and stuff like that, but they still do. Football, these guys aren't blocking. They're not trying. They're not going crazy coverage. Same thing with basketball. This game's going to be 184 to 192. That's what the final score is going to be. It's going to be intolerable to watch.
My favorite thing about the NBA All-Star game was when Cleveland from the Cleveland Show went to the NBA All-Star game, and they had like Shaq and Dirk and a bunch of the NBA stars on the show. That was, I think, my favorite thing of the NBA All-Star game in the last 10 years. So
only thing that could get me to tune in is if they said they were going to drop a trailer for like Space Jam 2 and Monstars were going to make an appearance. Like, I might be interested in that.
Do you think they should do
more impressive than the dunk contest participants?
Do you think they should do like a retired guy's dunk contest? Like,
I would be
trying to get Kobe back out there.
I would be so much more into that. If they said it's a 40 plus, I want a 40 plus dunk contest and it can be anyone retired. If you bring out Dominique Quill, I don't care. That would get ratings. I would care. Wouldn't you?
I mean, I would care about it more than the contestants that they have in the current one. You know,
there are 40 plus year old guys like Vince Carter and Richard Jefferson I would rather watch out there right now.
I will say that before, you know, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon were relatively known players, that was a really good dunk contest.
And then as they got like as half decent players, they stopped doing it.
That's true.
Who cares? When your dunk contests are bench players, yeah, John Collins and Miles Bridges or Dennis Smith Jr., they're all right. They're all right.
Yeah, but they're not stars. Like, you know, a lot of these don't have, you know, the stars didn't win it. You know, Brent Berry won it 1 year. Desmond Mason, Jason Richardson. Jason Richardson was always good.
He was an amazing dunker, but he was
Nate Robinson player. Won three of these. He won in 2006 and 2009 and 2010. Dwight Howard won one, and that was in his heyday. Josh Smith won one in his heyday in Atlanta. But then it seems like after 2011, it's just been a bunch of nonsense. Jeremy Evans won in 2012.
Oh.
And Terrence Ross for the Raptors. And then the East with John Wall, Paul George, and Terrence Ross. And then LaVine, Glenn Robinson III, and Donovan Mitchell was pretty good last year. But
it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just not, you don't have those exciting draw names. Because like
also,
said,
what else can these guys do? There's nothing else to do anymore. The creativity is out the window.
I don't agree with that. I think there's, I mean, you saw the Aaron Gordon one with they had the mascot on, what are those things called? The hoverboard things? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the
that everyone segues. Got for Christmas in 2014 and they kept falling off of. I think they're just called hoverboards.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like the Mike Tyson one where he's like, hey, everybody, right. And then boom.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he was spinning with the ball, holding it up. And then, you know, the one where he did, you know, Aaron Gordon sat down and had the ball underneath his legs and dunked it was incredible.
You know what make it like, cool?
There's gotcha. Been some incredible moments, but no one's excited because they don't know these players.
They should do the trampolines. There, you know, the trampoline guys, they should have the like a trampoline park.
Okay,
that's put in there. Yeah, you ever see what I don't even what is that like called Battle Ball or something? I remember it was on like one of those horrible like ESPN 3 or type.
Well, they
of
have
things.
Like they have it in between quarters at all the games, like the Suns Gorilla will jump.
No, no, but I'm not talking that. There's like that sport, it's essentially like football and basketball where the guys jump through the trampolines and they can like hit each other and stuff. Have you seen that?
Wasn't that on like Comedy Central or something?
It might have been, but they actually pretended it was a sport for a bit.
Yeah, I remember that coming out.
That would be, but give me a court that's like that, and these guys, you know, they get an opportunity to fly around doing that, like a half court dunk. See if a guy can run.
I think you just want to get back into wrestling, to be honest, because you were talking about how the XFL should be more like wrestling stuff, and you're talking about these guys with trampolines and chairs and ladders and whatever in there with them now for dunk contests, like. Maybe you should just watch some more WWE.
You know what? How much would be awesome if a guy jumped off a ladder, dunked it, and then leg dropped a guy on a table below him?
One.
Ten.
Two. Three.
Three tens or five
ding,
tens.
Ding, 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 ding.
All the guys. Gary Payton will put up the 10, whatever garbage scoring he tries to do. It's just lame. I don't know. It's just all lame. Three-point contest is fine. It's the.
Are you more excited about the three-point contest than the dunk contest?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to watch any of it. It's tonight as we're recording this. I won't watch any of it.
But like,
so no.
I guess if you were watching, if you were sitting down to watch this, would you be more jazzed up about the 3-point contest than the dunk contest?
The dunk contest in theory would be the one, but it would be the 3-point contest because I'll get real competitive players like Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. And
see, that's
Devin
my
Booker.
Thing. When it's even a question, and Dan Bespris said he's way more excited about the 3-point contest than the dunk contest. That's where the NBA is getting it wrong.
60-year-old and a 30-year-old.
I understand, but that's where the NBA is getting it wrong. When anybody can say that, when anybody can sit there and say I'm more excited to watch guys shoot threes as fast as they can versus the amazing dunk contest. You know, the NBA is getting many things wrong these days. I think they're fining too many people for tampering, and I think the dunk contest needs to be more exciting with bigger star players.
You know,
what'd
be
other
exciting?
Than that, they're getting most things right.
You know, it'd be exciting. How about they do? I got a couple ideas for the NBA. How about you get open competition like a street ball thing, and have a couple street ball guys go up against NBA players in the dunk contest? And
maybe the professor,
like those type of guys. You could even do a straight. You know, they have those like. You know, those New York leagues that, you know, just played outside and whatever.
Yeah.
You could even do a straight up game, like a bunch of those guys versus like the sophomore team.
Well, those guys, you know, they're way better at basketball than I will ever be or ever could imagine to be. But up against NBA players, they're losers.
How about
don't you
the big
remember?
Three? Let's do a big three competition.
Okay.
Get Ice Cube involved.
Yeah. Ice Cube how about just a 1-on-1 game?
I like that.
Just a 1-on-1.
Just anything between, except what they're doing.
Right.
That's it.
Just get Curry versus LeBron in a 1-on-1 game. Wouldn't that
actually,
be fun?
That actually be like
LeBron versus KD.
Like to 21. One-on-one. Like to 21.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
That'd be
dude,
awesome.
I think horse would be better at this point than what they're doing sometimes. You know, just get a 1-on-1 game, like a real competitive 1-on-1 game, I think would be more exciting than some of the stuff that's going
legit,
on.
Legit, I'd rather watch the things we get in the summer where the guys are all, you know, they're playing in the rec league stuff at like YMCA. It's like Carmelo and Russell Westbrook teaming up. That's more interesting than this stuff.
Would you rather watch this dunk contest or the Uncle Drew movie?
Oh, legit the Uncle Drew movie.
It's going to be longer. The Uncle Drew's going to be longer.
I have a. I mean, I might laugh more at the dunk contest, but. but I don't know. Nick Kroll is in Uncle Drew, so there's someone I actually
care about.
I'll
take whatever has less, fewer flat earthers in it, so give me the dunk contest.
Oh, well, is that a guarantee?
Not 100%.
All right. All right. No more basketball. I'm done with that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the baseball season that is just about to get underway. We've already had pitchers and catchers reporting. This week, I think you've got position players. I mean, position players are already out there, by the way, training and stuff. But you're going to get them getting into some major drills. And I believe Thursday is when the games are going to start kicking off. And out here for us in Arizona, it's a bigger deal. I'm going to be out at some camps a little bit early. Minor leaguers report, I believe, on the 8th. So baseball is here. We're going to get games on. We're still waiting for the signings. There's just a lot to talk about. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh for In This League coming up.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.